The Seventh Beast, written by Zombified Queer, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Relationship, Gideon the First / Varun the Eater. Rating, explicit. Archive warnings for graphic depictions of violence and major character death. Additional tags, body horror, vor, gore, dead dove, do not eat. Summary. Gideon the First, swallowed whole by the seventh resurrection beast, has one last conversation. The fight against the seventh resurrection beast promised to keep going for another myriad. It did not tire. It did not slow. It only swallowed the ghosts who came to Gideon the First's aid, all of them disappearing down one of the beast's many gullets. Judging by the screams, it seemed a terribly painful way to die that final death. The beast, from what Gideon the First saw, was composed of a mass of mouths, lips pressing against lips, teeth in the thousands, and scores of tongues, some of those tongues twined into arms and hands, all of them reaching out to try and pull Gideon the First into one maw or another, others lined with eyes that glowed a sickly golden. Gideon the First wiped his brow. He tightened his grip on his sword and spear.
Just give in,
the beast told him.
And I will devour you whole and well.
That strengthened Gideon the First's resolve. He refused to be a morsel for a monster.
Then die,
the beast told him.
I will grind your bones to dust. I will rend your flesh to shreds. Not a single piece of you will remain.
So be it, Gideon the First yelled, plunging knee-deep in the river. He never stood a chance. That much Gideon the First was keenly aware of. But to put up a fight for as long as he could would be his delight and his glory. He went down fighting. But as he did, his heart faltered. Mercy Morn left him when he could use her nets the most. Augustine no longer had his back. All of them were gone away. Gone back to John. It's for the best, he thought, that the new lictors do not see this. Harrowhark would fall into madness as Kithereia had once. Yanthe would scream the way Cassiopeia had the first time they faced the beast. They might have a chance to get away, to save John. Gideon the First gauged out as many eyes as he could. He slashed, severing tongues that writhed back into the mouths of the beast as worms to wet soil. He put up a hell of a fight. The beast howled with injury and madness. It would not be stopped for anything. And so Gideon the First went down fighting. The tongue arms overwhelmed him, slithering around his ankles, restraining his arms until he twisted like a fish caught on a line. There was nowhere to go but inside. So Gideon the First held his weapons, determined to clean the beast apart from the stomach if he had to. Inside, it was different. Blood warm, but not the wetness he expected inside a mouth. No acid or saliva dripped over him. Instead, the eyes glowed in the darkness inside the beast. The tongues worked their way over his flesh, savoring him.
I do not want to kill,
the beast stated.
But your sins are a capital offense to nature.
I understand, Gideon the First answered.
Then you understand we fight for the same cause.
The arms, all fashioned from tongues, scraped at his exposed flesh, touched gently as a lover might.
I will have to eat your very soul,
the beast said.
And in doing so, I will find her.
Her? Gideon the First ventured.
The blue-green thing of salt and water, that which you have helped to slaughter wholesale, that which your man god burns in the infernal engine of his chest.
The memory surfaced like a long-forgotten dream. Gideon the First remembered his arm severed at the shoulder, the way John grinned, manic and wild, the suitcase bomb, the itch of the arm, regrown at the root. the bombs, burning for John's idea of revenge, for what Gideon the First so strongly believed in.
You remember now.
Your name? Gideon the First panted, overwhelmed by the realization and the number of hands grasping at him.
Varun.
The beast spoke, every eye lit with curiosity.
Varun the Eater.
I forgive you, Varun, for all of this. Gideon the First let go of his rapier and spear. They were taken by hands, twisting flesh that lingered on his own palms, as if to wipe them clean of some great sin. It was not the pain he expected. The hands tugged at his clothes, removing layers of fabric slowly. Inedible, perhaps, to the beast who swallowed him whole. The eyes remained on him, golden irises glowing. It cast a sickly light over the pink tongues. Within each appendage, Gideon the First felt the beast's pulse, rhythmic and quick. With hunger, perhaps, or with the exertion of a fight. When I am swallowed, Gideon the First began, how long will it be before you are hungry again?
I always hunger,
Varun the Eater answered.
It is an unending ache in the depths of my being. I might swallow a planet and never feel more full.
Only John will satisfy you then.
Only him. Only freeing her, the blue and green thing of earth and salt water, will end this hunger.
But Gideon the First knows there will be no letting him go. No peace and no parley for him. The tongues moved over his flesh, and now they peeled back his skin in layers, rougher than sandpaper, more painful than he'd anticipated. But they left a warm prickle over his skin. Varun the Eater hummed, as if not expecting the flavor of human arousal in its mouths, or stomachs. Truth be told, Gideon the First did not anticipate his own arousal either. A misplaced reaction of body and chemical. The first time his immortal body, his lictor's body, had been outside of his control. The tongues burned. A soft smolder on his exposed muscle and adipose. A clarity on his nerve endings. The tongues prodded the exposed meat of his body, finding each of the nerves and brought them to the surface. Gideon the First could feel himself truly being unspooled. Flesh from nerve. The last vestiges of his skin. And yet, he did not die. Even as the tongues cleaned the first layer of meat from his body. Only organs laid bare inside the beast. And a constant whispering started. A chorus of thankfulness for an ease to the constant hunger. A bitter elegy sung low in the beast's register. A flood of apologies. All of it echoing, as if in the halls of the Mithraeum's cathedral of scrubbed os and ebony stone. The tongues prized eye from socket, and Gideon the First went blind. He missed the sickly golden glow of the beast's eyes. They reminded him of someone long ago. Someone beautiful and tall and powerful. Someone who he had loved like a sister once. The tongues drove deeper and prized brain from skull. Unwound the curls of lobes into a faint taste, dissolved into nothingness upon hundreds of tongues. And Gideon the First was truly dead. Varun the Eater did not require another meal, but the hunger for vengeance, justice, nature, order, remained. The seventh resurrection beast lowered itself into the river and continued its search for the blue and green thing of breath and life. And light. The end.